Hello again. I am back for another podcast. So let's get started. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you right now. Thank you for who you are, Lord. Even in this time that we're living in, Lord, thank you for being an ever-present help. Thank you, God, for still being in control. Thank you, God, that this did not come as any surprise to you, God. Thank you that you are the cure. You have the answer, God. And thank you for your covering, God. Thank you for your protection. Lord, it's my prayer that those that have been affected by this virus, that you give them a complete healing, God, that you flatten this curve, God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God. I just thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done, and everything that you're going to do in our lives. In your matchless name, I pray. Amen. All right. So, an update on my journey. It is 11:30 a.m. Today is Thursday. With this being quarantined, it is very difficult to keep up with what day it is. But I had chemo this week, treatment this week. I had treatment Tuesday of this week. And this week I had all three treatments together. My three treatments are Taxol, Keytruda, and Avastin. And Taxol is the only chemo that I'm receiving. One other thing I'm receiving is immunotherapy. And then the one drug, the Avastin drug, is a drug that is supposed to kill the blood vessels that the type of cancer I've been diagnosed with tends to create. That was one of the things that they learned about my diagnosis, the type of cancer that they found when they do their research. And what they found in it is that it tends to create vessels, blood vessels. And so the Avastin is designed to kill, to break off those blood vessels so that the cancer cannot receive any blood supply, which is helping it live and grow. So I'm receiving all three of those. I don't always have them all three at the same time. One, the Keytruda, I get that one once every 3 weeks. The Taxol I get every time, and the Avastin is once every 2 weeks. So it all depends on which day it falls on to, whether I get all three or if I just get two, blah, blah, blah. But all of that is part of my regimen, and I'm feeling pretty good today. Like I said, it's Thursday, so 2 days following, and I usually do feel pretty well because before they can even give me chemo, they pump me up with all this, what they call the pre-medications, and that includes a steroid, Pepcid for my tummy, it includes Benadryl, what else? There's like a number of things that they give you first. So, as you can imagine, my appointments are really lengthy, especially on the days that I have lab and see the doctor and have treatment, which was the case this past Tuesday, but all is well. One of the things I believe I mentioned in one of my previous podcasts is one of the side effects of the Taxol is neuropathy, and I've experienced that. And anyone who's ever experienced neuropathy, you can vouch for this. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It's aggravating. You could get a flare-up at any time, and it hurts. And in my case, I was experiencing the burning, burning, itching. I can't even explain it. It feels like little needles poking you, and I would have it in my hands and my feet, and it would be hard to walk sometimes. I would kind of have difficulty using my hands when I would catch a flare up, and it would be so painful. So you can only imagine how I felt when she mentioned that I would be receiving Taxol again, I was like, no, what else do you got? Because I was like, I remember those days, and even my family can remember those days. I just did not want to go through all of that again. But so one of the things that I do now, like I said, I believe I mentioned this before, is when I'm getting the Taxol now, I have to place my hands and feet in buckets of ice while I'm receiving the treatment. And the thing about that is, when I'm receiving the treatment, it's at least an hour long. So I am sitting, I'm sitting in this chair with these buckets of ice for my feet and a bucket for my hands. And I'm sitting there for over an hour. But I will tell you, up until this point, it works. I have not had any flare-ups, no neuropathy. And so I'm grateful. Thank you, God. So I do that, and I do that every week because I get the Taxol every week. However, I do, like I said, I do get 1 week off. I get 3 weeks of treatment, and then I get a rest week, and then we continue. So all is well. All is well. Like I said, I have lost my hair. My tongue is a different color. I'm losing my eyebrows and my eyelashes. Don't have to shave anymore. Legs, all the hair on my legs are gone. My armpits, all that hair is gone. So don't have to shave anymore. But I did get like a follow-up report from my oncologist. And again, I am not yet at liberty to discuss those things, but I will. I will. I do have a CAT scan scheduled for tomorrow. So, guys, that will definitely give us an idea of how things are progressing. Or hopefully things aren't progressing. Things are getting better. If there's any progression, it's progression toward the side of things getting better. Excuse me. So that is my update on my journey. So today I am basically freestyling. Obviously we are in our homes for the most part, so I have a lot of free time, more free time. Well, I say that. Really, it's been, I've been more busy, but I'm having to learn how to manage and make time. And it also helps when your girls are out of the house. When your kids are gone and you can get a little moment to yourself. I have tried to pack as much in this moment as I possibly can. So one of the things that I wanted to do was a podcast in the complete silence of being home. And so, but like I said, more so this is a freestyle, but something has, I feel like there's been something placed on my heart that I do want to talk about. And, you know, when I look at the state that our world is in right now, and how chaotic things are and how scary it is. And I think about the timing of it all. You know, we had this great momentum starting out the year 2020. And a lot of preachers, a lot of teachers and pastors and leaders in the church, in the church organization, kind of approached 2020 as, this is the year of double portion. And, you know, a lot of, and a lot of times with every new coming year, there's a saying, there's a, you know, there's a belief for what this year is going to mean. You know, I'm coming out in this year. This is going to be my turnaround year and this, that, and the other. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, let's get it away from, let's take it away from the church. Let's look at it individually. Some people set New Year's resolutions for themselves. You know, this is, or, you know, this is the year that I'm going to buy my house. This is the year that I'm going to get a new car. This is the year that I want to be in a relationship or be married or whatever. You know, we set these goals, you know, from the start of the year, and we hope to get it done, and we hope that we find all the success that our heart desires in this year, in the beginning of that year. And, of course, it's no different for 2020. And we were hearing like, oh yeah, 2020, these two numbers, that means double portion, double for your trouble, just all of those great things. And then shortly after, we didn't even get into the year good before, boom, coronavirus. And it's like, wow, like the timing of it. And, I think about that in my own personal situation. I've shared, I've basically been fighting this ugly disease for 4 years now. And I remember when I was first diagnosed, 2016, I had not too long had my little one. I believe she could have been around 18 months when I was diagnosed. I had just started school to I was working on my master's degree. I'm working, and while I'm working, our job is experiencing cutbacks where we were having to do more with less people. And all of this happened, all of this was going on, and then I get a cancer diagnosis. And I was just like, really? Like, this is the worst timing ever. Like, God. And so I did not want to quit school. And even though my doctors were like, there's no way you'll be able to finish school going through this, me and my stubbornness, I was like, I am not quitting school. We're going to have to figure out a way to make this work. So after I quit school, which was shortly after I had my Metaport placed, I started getting behind and getting more and more behind. And then I started chemo, and you just don't have the sharpness that you had before. So I had to quit school. So I quit school, but I remained working. And, I'm still being a single mom and fighting, and it was not easy. And then fast forward to past the point that I was in remission, and I got recurrence of the disease shortly after being in remission. And during this time, I'm no longer working. My job is, the hospital I worked for had closed at this point. I had no health insurance. I am home because I'm not working, and was seeking employment at this point. Time to start working, need the income, and things were getting a little tight financially. And then, boom. The cancer is back. And I remember crying. I remember crying because I was like, now, at this point, at this stage, when you know I have no job, when you know I have no insurance, when you know that I am a single mom, so I am the sole provider for this household. And on top of some other things that I was dealing with in my family, like dealing with issues in my family and in my close family, and all of this was happening. And now I have another battle to fight in the midst of everything else. And that's that, that's what I think about when I think about this virus. This virus has come, and it's so, there are no words how fast and how deadly this virus has been, how it has just spread and how it is just taking people out. And, initially we were hearing that it was mainly elderly people, but it is not discriminating against your age, your race, your background. If you pay attention to the news and you see It's not just the elderly. It's hurting. It's affecting every age group. So on top of that, we're looking at this virus. Now we're having an economic crisis because we're having to shut businesses down and people are losing their jobs and, you know, people are unable to provide and, you know, make ends meet and pay bills because they're no longer working. And, you know, it's like, wow, the start of the year when I had all this momentum, when I was expecting for great things to happen for me in this year. How is it that you would allow such a pandemic to come and to be deadly enough to where we're having to practice social distancing and we can't work and I'm unable to provide for my house or my family? And then I feel like even beyond that, there's I'm hearing that there is an increase in child abuse because people are with their children more at home. And I'm sure there's probably spousal abuse going on because you're around someone that you've been spending a lot, spending more time with when normally that isn't the case. And, you know, children being able to eat at school are now having to possibly go through starvation because where their source of food is no longer available. At home, it may not be available either. So, like, there's just so many things that are just happening, and it's just so crazy and so chaotic, and it's like so unfair and unreasonable. It makes no sense. Why now? Why did this happen? Why does this have to happen? Why, if it would have happened, could it have just been something similar to the flu where we, you know, only practice social distance to a limit, or, you know, however, you know, whatever questions that arise in your head during this time, it's, how do I put this? There's nothing wrong with those questions. I think God understands when we ask why. And like I've said previously in my podcast, like, this circumstance that we're in, this situation can have different meanings for different people. You know, and like I said, you need to search, you need to pray and ask God, Lord, what does this time mean for me? But one thing that I do know, that in the midst of all chaos and things coming on you heavy and you feel like you can't take it, this is too much, Lord, why me? Why now? I feel God saying, because you are the one, you are the right person for the job, you're the man for the job. This is, you can handle it. You are the right, in the right place at the right time. And I know that's hard to swallow. But I look at, even in my own personal situation, and I've asked that question dozens of times, why me? Why now, God? And I look back over my journey. Some people may not be able to make it as far as I have. I know some people that have not made it as far as I have. I know some people who crumbled under the stress, crumbled under pressure. People who have, there are people that commit suicide at the things that you and I have faced. People that gave up, threw in the towel, threw their hands up and said, I'm not doing this. I can't do this, because they just didn't feel that they were the man for the job. But some of the things that we go through, God ordained for us to go through. It was part of the package when he created us, that at this stage, at this age, at this point in her life, in his life, he's got to go through this because I am trying to do something within them. So I encourage you to, and I do not pass any judgment against anyone who's curious, who's concerned, who's worried and needs answers. I don't understand this, God. That is so fine. What I am saying is that sometimes we do need to dig deeper and just realize and give ourselves a little bit more credit and say, you know what? You know, I'm used to being the underdog. I'm used to coming in last. I'm used to being overlooked. But now God has positioned me into a time, into a season to where I am carrying a load that most people couldn't carry. I am under the weight of things that people have crumbled and fallen under, but I'm holding it up and I'm moving forward and I'm doing it, and I'm doing it with such finesse and such grace. You know, like, I don't even look like what I've been through nor what I'm going through. That's God. That's God covering me, God covering you, because you are the man for the job. So even though this coronavirus may have struck your home in just such a horrible time, and, you know, maybe you were just starting a business, you just got the business started, and now all the doors are being closed for most businesses. Or maybe you know, was about to start a new job and you really needed the job because you needed the income, excuse me, for your household, whatever the case may be, how bad the timing is. It's okay. God knew this was coming. God knew it was coming. It's no surprise. So he's going to see us through it. So just get in your head that I am the man for this. I am the man for the job. I am the woman for this job. This is no match for my God and for me. He's in control. We got this. We're getting through this. We're going to survive this. We're going to beat this. We're going to conquer, overcome. We're going to move past. We got this. I really hope that that is resonating into someone's heart, that you really feel that and believe that for yourself. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength to get through whatever test and trial that may come our way. Thank you, God. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for knowing, for being the all-knowing God that you are, for knowing that we are the right person for this situation, this circumstance, and that even through our lives, through our paths, that you can turn things around and you can help and bless so many others through our struggles, through our journey. Great God that you are, keep us, protect us, provide for us, make ways for us, make ends meet. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you even in this time that we're in right now. And it is my prayer that we all find harmony in mind, body, and spirit. Amen.